We're getting closer and closer to that time of year when most of us will hit retail stores and websites to do our holiday shopping. You know, the Michigan Retailers Association is hoping we'll remember to spend our dollars at local Michigan businesses, and they've created a campaign to encourage us to do so. The Buy Nearby program is a call to action to support and celebrate local businesses and communities. And joining us here in the studio today is CEO of the Michigan Retailers Association, Jim Hallen. Jim, welcome to Current State.
Hey, Mickey, great to be with you. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, so tell us first about the mission of the Retailers Association.
Sure. Michigan Retailers started in 1940. We represent about 15,000 storefronts throughout Michigan, and they could range from the very largest multi-state retailer down to the very smallest seasonal retail operator. In the Lansing area, we're proud to include such members as Kosacek's and Playmakers and Becky Beauchene Kolka and Lynn and Owen Jewelers and Dusty's. And so it's a very, as well as Walgreens and Macy's. So it's a pretty diverse membership.
I mean, I always find that interesting. You go from the very smallest to some of the largest. And I always found it interesting that very often they all compete with one another.
They compete, but retail is retail. And on issues of importance, they agree 99.9% of the time.
So tell us about this campaign. What does it mean, and how does it unfold?
Yeah, we started it 4 years ago, and every year it's grown. And the idea, we call it the I Buy Nearby Weekend. And we talk about it all year long. And it really comes to accumulation on October 1st and 2nd, so this Saturday and Sunday. And we encourage people to think about buying nearby before they go in their den and get on the internet and push the button and send the dollars across state lines. We'd like them to think about supporting retailers who have invested in their community, because your neighbor very well may be employed by a retailer, and it's that retailer that supports the local high school team. So we've developed this concept called the Buy Nearby program, and we have a mascot called the Buy Nearby Guy. And
he looks just like the state of Michigan.
He
would have thought?
he does look like the state of Michigan. His hat is the UP,
right?
And he's like the cutout is a shopping bag. And we hire four interns throughout the summer, and the Buy Nearby Guy goes to local parades and farmers markets and works his way throughout the state. And just it's a fun, friendly campaign, just to try to remind people that if you invest a dollar in the mitten, that dollar is going to spin many times in the mitten. And it's been very well received.
Have you looked at the economic impact, any multipliers or things like that?
Yeah, about a nickel of every 10 cents recycles in the community. And that can be in future purchases. It can be hiring other employees. The economics, retail-related industry, according to the Michigan Department of Treasury in 2014, represented about $94 billion in economic activity. And we retained the Anderson Economic Group in East Lansing, and their report indicated that just 10% of that economic activity was able to generate in Michigan, that would create an additional 7,400 jobs. So it's not just it's an employment issue. It's allowing retailers to reinvest in the community, and it's a great program.
So you've had this going for a bunch of years. Can you a sense of the impact? I mean, has it worked?
It has. What really gave it was the identity is when we were able to attach the mascot to the program. Just the concept,
yeah.
You know, buying local, a lot of communities do that, and they're very successful with that. We tried to do it on a statewide level. But once we developed the mascot, and I handed you a little coloring book that the mascot will hand out so that kids can color their favorite retail store. And it's just a fun, good feel campaign. The other thing I learned about mascots is there is a mascot code, and a mascot cannot talk. The kids will go up to them and give them a hug and get their picture taken with them, but the mascot cannot talk because that's a mascot code.
Well, we never heard Sparty talk, have we?
That's right.
It's interesting to me, though, that the retail scene is changing so rapidly. And I think most of us would like to buy local. I mean, if we had our druthers. But the competition from certainly online shoppers, shopping opportunities is tremendous. But what I'm finding more and more is that local retailers are willing to compete on prices with, you know, online sites.
They have to in order to survive. And, you know, consumers are really very fortunate. They have such a wide variety of shopping venues. And the internet certainly has its place. Sometimes goods cannot be found locally, and then the internet comes into play. But unfortunately, the internet sellers are not reinvesting in Michigan. So we're asking people to think before they click the button to try to keep dollars in the mitten when at all possible.
And one of the persons who'd like to have those dollars is Celeste Holmes, Celeste Saltzman, owner of Retail Therapy in Old Town. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Glad you're here. So you've just recently moved from Okemos to Old Town.
Right.
A bold move on your part, but certainly an investment by a local business in opportunity in Old Town and shopping there. So how's it going?
It's going fabulously. Within the first month, we had doubled our sales from the previous year. So, and then every month after that, it's been the same or more.
So the Buy Near Buy campaign certainly would be valuable to you.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we can offer so many things that big box stores can't offer or online shopping can't offer.
How will you promote this? I mean, do you have signs in your window, or do you tell your customers to remind them to tell their friends, or what are you doing?
Well, mostly it's just we give great customer service.
Mm-hmm.
So that encourages people to come back. And what I do, and the name says it all, is that we're shopping, but it's also like a little bit of therapy. Because we really make women feel good about themselves. And so when they leave our store, they have something that's unique, that's well-suited for them and their age. And also, we try to source out a lot of U.S.-made goods. So it's not just buying local, but it's also buying in the States.
I mean, clearly this is a strategy that your company or your business uses to separate yourself from larger stores and
the big
box retailers, perhaps.
Well, when I first started retail therapy, I had to say to myself, how am I going to make myself different? How am I going to compete against those big box stores? So I put this plan together that we were going to try and find smaller U.S.-made companies, little boutique-driven companies, that we were going to carry a small quantity of each thing so that women wouldn't see themselves coming and going at an event because I didn't have that many pieces of each style, and that we were going to really give the woman a lot of care and attention. And we also, we have a lot of people that do alterations because we really tweak the garment to fit them correctly. You don't get that in the big box stores.
You know, Jim, Celeste talks about, she has a particular strategy, and when you talk to your smaller businesses particular, do you help them with this?
Oh, absolutely. We do provide promotional materials that they can display in their window to remind people to buy nearby. We provide economic analysis to show the value of it. We're doing something fun this weekend that any consumer can post buying local using the hashtag #IBuyNearby and put it on social media, and then randomly we'll pick one picture and that person will receive $500 in a gift certificate to purchase. So we try to give retailers the tools. We try to do what we're doing today, talking about the importance of buying nearby, keeping dollars in the mitten.
Mm-hmm. Are you growing? Is the retail, what's the health of the retail industry in the state?
It certainly struggled when the world fell apart in 07 and 08, and it is coming back very, very nicely. Michigan is certainly on the comeback state, as is retail. And niche retailers you've got to figure out what your market strategy is, what your product selection is. And those that have figured that out are doing very well.
Well, it's very interesting. We hope this campaign works well. I think it's a good reminder to folks that, you know, local retailing really matters, and there's some excellent deals and values in that. Hey, we'd like to thank our guests, CEO of the Michigan Retailers Association, Jim Hallin, and Celeste Saltzman, owner of Retail Therapy in Old Town. Thank you so much for being here, and good luck with the campaign.
Thanks, Mindy.
Thank you.
Bye nearby.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.